بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يرفع الله الذين امنوا منكم والذين اوتوا العلم درجات صدق الله العظيم مجلس كبير العلماء الكرام راضية الدين الاسلام First and foremost, I would like to supplicate the main word to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas in this few words and make it beneficial for all of us. As we were driving in the car and coming to the Jamia, Maulana mentioned about Sabah Qiraat. We were just having a discussion on Sabah Qiraat. And then the thought of my Ustaz and Muhtaram, Hazrat Qari Hanisa Rahmatullah Ali, came to mind. Alhamdulillah, I had the good fortune of being Shaduriya Ali. And he was the person that brought Qiraat Sabah to Gujarat. And all the Qiraat Sabah that is taking place today all over the world, this is via his children and grandchildren. So, normally what used to happen, Hazrat Qari Sahib was ajeeb aadmi. He was aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had such a long tasbih that I never saw in my life, tasbih as done like that. That tasbih used to go under his bed. Such a long tasbih. And he's doing, I think, billions and billions of durood every day upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his face has reached to all four corners of the globe. After Asr, he should never leave his room. Qari Sahib should never leave his room. He should always be in his room. So the other Asatiza used to tell him, Qari Sahib, why don't you join us for tafreeh? Everybody goes after Asr for tafreeh, like how all of us now we're waiting for 3 minutes to go out so we can refresh. I understand it because I sat there also before, so I know what it is. So I won't take much of your time. That's why I'm talking on this topic. So they came to Hazrat Qari Sahib, Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the senior Asatiza of Falah-e Dareen, the Nazim of Ta'aleem. He came and said, Qari Sahib, why don't you join us after Asr? That we can go out for tafreeh together. So what answer did Qari Sahib give? He said that I can't join you. And the reason is that mere walid sahab ne mujhe bahut faqe ki halat mein mujhe padhane ke liye kiya. My father sent me to study when we were very, very poor. And every day after Asr, I read for my father. Ye Qari Sahib farma rahe hain. For that reason, I can't come with you for the tafreeh after Asr. Because every day after Asr, I read for my father. Ye Qari Sahib farma rahe hain. So the point that I want to make is this. See, our parents have sent us to the madrasa because they have ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And they want to invest for their akhirah. Our parents, Allah has blessed us with good parents. They have ta'alluq with deen. That is why our parents sent us to the madrasa, because they want to invest for their akhirah. Because if they leave this dunya, then the hadith sharif says, you leave awlad salih, then that awlad will be a means of your elevation in the akhirah. So our parents have invested in us, they have need in us. Then the community has invested in us. They have built this beautiful madrasa for us, gave us all the facilities. So by building this madrasa, our community has invested also in us. And on top of that, our asatiza kiram, that are teaching us every day, day in, day out, day in, day out, making mutala'ah and giving us the best that's possible. They could have been doing other things, earning the dunya and becoming very wealthy, but they have also invested in us. How many people have invested in us? Our parents have invested, the community has invested, our asatiza have invested in us. So with this comes a lot of responsibility. This Quran and Hadith which Allah Ta'ala is giving us, we are carrying this here for the next generation. We are carrying this because so many people have so much umeed wabasta with us that na akhirat ya admi hamara ye zariya najat hon jaye. My son, he will do such good work when he comes out from the madrasa that Allah Ta'ala will make him the proof of my maghfirah in akhirat, my elevation in akhirat. So when we came here, we must understand this. We are young now, but we won't be young forever. We will come out from this institution and we will have to go all over the world to make the khidmat of deen. For that we need the necessary tools that are required for this task. And what is the job? Is that when we come to the madrasa to ensure that our ilm is booked up. All our subjects, whether it is nahwa, whether it is sarf, whether it is fiqh, whether it is usul fiqh, whether it is tafsir of the Quran Kareem, whether it is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our subjects, there must be no weakness. We must be strong in everything. There must be no weakness in our ta'lim. The ta'lim must be booked up. Very, very firm ta'lim. And then when we come out from the madrasa, we must also have the jazbah of making the khidmat of deen. Not just we just studied. After we came out, there will be qurbani that will be required. There will be sacrifices that will be required. Are we geared for all those sacrifices and qurbani that we have to make? We must also have the jazbah that, oh Allah, you must use me for the khidmat of your deen after I leave this institution. And one very important point which I said in the girls' madrasa today, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Saridi Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum, very senior Alim Khalifa Hazrat Muhammad Mufti Mehmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and Hazrat Maulana Masih Rahmatullah Alayh, he came to our madrasa and he said this. He said that, see, you have a tree. The roots of the tree is underground and you can see the tree above the ground. But it is via the roots of the tree that you're getting the nourishment that is going up, and that's why the tree is growing, is prospering, and all the shaakh and all the branches are spreading around, and it has leaves, and then fruit comes and all that. But that's all coming because it's wabasta with the roots. It's wabasta with the roots. If tomorrow, if one person feels, let us now detach it from the roots. So for a short while, it will look nice, but then it will wither away, and the whole tree will be destroyed. So in the same way, after we graduate and we leave the madrasa, it is important that we keep our roots with our asatiza and our institution after we leave. So we take the dua and we move forward. For example, before in the olden days there wasn't this madrasa yet. Zambia probably never had all this that we have now. This mashallah, dars of hadith, khatm al-Bukhari and what is taking place. We haven't seen the days when there was nothing here, when the mashayikh came here, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Ihtisham al-Afthani Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Jabbar Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullahi, and the whole fehrist. I said that of all the mashayikh that have come here, these are the people that planted the seeds for ta'lim and deen to grow in this place. So after we leave, we must always keep the link with the mashayikh. We cannot de-link ourselves from the mashayikh. And we have to stay on the manhaj of the mashayikh. After we graduate and become ulama-i-kiram, it is incumbent that our loan doesn't change. And the people and our thoughts, how we're thinking, shouldn't change away from the tartib and the tariq steadfast by our pious ancestors. This is so, so important. Because once we go out of the madrasa, and unfortunately so many students get dealing from the institution, from the asatiza, then the influences from the outside world start attack them. Their mindset changes. And we spend so many years to teach these students in the madrasa, but afterwards it doesn't feel as if this is my own student. Because what he is saying is diametrically opposed to the manhaj of our academy. So this is the challenges that we are facing now. So we have to keep ourselves connected with the mashayikh, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to have all these things in balance so that tomorrow we remain steadfast on this tariq right up till we leave the world. So this is vital, vital nasiha that we have to keep in our mind. What is our objective? What is our responsibility? What is after we graduate from the madrasa? How should our link be with our asatiza? We should be taking the du'as of our asatiza ikram, of our institution. Don't do anything that will bring shame to the madrasa and the asatiza ikram. Especially tafarrudat. Tafarrudat. Tafarrudat of the mashayikh we respect, but we don't follow the tafarrudat. The person may be the world-renowned scholar also. He may be the greatest scholar in the whole world. But if he has the tafarrud that goes against the jabur of ulama and kiram, we will not follow that scholar in his tafarrud. Even Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, a great muhaddith of his level, whereas there is no other greater book of hadith on the face of this earth. If he has the tafarrud and he says that the du'a of a dog is fak, We cannot follow Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi in that. He brought 5 ahadith to substantiate his maslak. But we will not follow Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi. When they say fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumi, we will not follow him in his fiqh and his jurisprudence. Yes, in his bahana. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, he was a faqih. That means he was the most zahim muhaddith you could ever get on the face of this earth. You study Bukhari, you will be left dumbfounded. What a great person. How beautiful he should think and his mind. Allahu Akbar. But does that mean that we're going to follow him in his tafarudat? We will not follow him in his tafarudat. So we can't follow the greatest muhaddithin in the tafarudat. We will not follow scholars in this zamana who hold tafarudat against the whole of Jamhur ulama. It is very, very important we stay upon the manhaj of our akabir, and the manhaj of our akabirin was they stayed upon the aqwal of the jabur. What is the jabur ulama? Majority of the ulama, what is their opinion on that masala? That's what we are going to follow. So these are very important aspects as far as Quran and Hadith is concerned. And obviously, this is the nur from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that that person whose heart is not clean, he will not be able to understand Quran and Hadith. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi Kamakula, he used to say that person who does not have a clean heart, his heart is not clean, Allah will not give him the faculty, the brain power that is required for him to interpret Quran and Hadith correctly. He won't have it. He has to clean his heart. Because this is a direct nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to clean our hearts as students. And one is we are here. This is an ijtima. Muhammad Sula rahmatullahi used to say, see, this is an ijtima. But there's a big difference between ijtima and ikhtilaf. We may be here all together, but we must not mix with one another. We can have ijtima here, but if you want ill, you need yaksuin. You need to be on your own. You need to be pondering on the ibarat. You must be pondering on the kitab. So when I went to Jalalabad for the first time, so Maulana told me, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, that do you know Maulana Inayatullah Azam? I told him, yes, Hazrat. He told me, where are you from? So I told him, I'm from Gujarat. Because Aslan, I'm Gujarat. So I never tell him South Africa. So Hazrat, I'm Gujarat. So I told him, my village name is Manugar Mutawaj. So Hazrat Maulana Inayatullah Azam was Hazrat Khadi. He told him, aap Inayatullah Azam ko jante ho? He said, Hazrat, main janta ho. Hazrat told me, 15 saal se na wo kisi ke kamre mein gaye na uske kamre mein koi gaya. 15 saal se Hazrat told me that for 15 years no student went into his room and neither did any student he go and visit any student in there. Hazrat told me. But Hazrat told me wo koi bhi kitab padha sakte hai. So Hazrat kali. Hazrat told me that he wo koi bhi kitab padha sakta hai, can teach any kitab, sulam jaisi kitab padha sakta hai. Hazrat told me. And when Mohan Inayatullah Sahib came to Khatmul Bukhari, I have heard this story. So he was roaring. He said, Pehli Martaba sun rahe the. So Hazrat Mohan Masihullah Rahmatullahi had to say about him. He said, wo sulam jaisi kitab padha. You don't get that istiadat if you waste your time in a madrasa. If you come in a madrasa, you need yaksui. Time to time, clockwork precision. You must be in the class. Your dars, your mind must be focused on the dars when the ustad is teaching you. And you must be taking down notes. The ustad can give you the best of notes. But if you are not making those notes kalamban, all the ta'aleem, and ask you 1 month down the line, is hadith par aapke ustad ne kya kalam kiya? Aap nahi bata sakte. You won't be able to tell me, because you never take down the notes. You must take down the notes. It's so important, because later on, 10 years down the line, Allah gives you tawfiq to teach those kitabs. Alhamdulillah, my ustad's dars is mahfuz, I have it. I'll be able to tell you, is hadith par mere ustad ne kya kalam kiya? Is lafz ka tarjuma mere ustad ne kya? What is that? So I will conclude by this. Had the Shaykh Yunus Jafjanpuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, came for Khatm al-Bukhari in Ta'lim al-Din. So he was talking about taking down notes. And he was saying that you must not write with a pencil when you're taking down your notes. Because as time goes on, the pencil will erase. Then second point he made, that when you're taking down your notes, then you must write a little bit big, but a little bit big. Not too small. Because as you get older, then your eyesight also is going to get weaker. So then you won't be able to even read your own notes. So you must write a little bit bigger, thinking in mind that later on in life, you see, then I may have to teach these kitabs. Then how am I going to teach? Because my notes are too small, I can't. And thirdly, what he said, that don't abbreviate too much. Because now your hafiza is good. But later on in life, your hafiza won't be so strong. You won't be able to recognize actually, you won't be able to remember actually what you wrote. So therefore, keep all these facts in mind. Write with your pen, don't be lazy to write. Allah has taken a qasam of a pen in the Quran. Wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Said, wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Allah has said this. Write as much as you can. In that way, ilm becomes mahfuz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all ilm and amal, and make amal on what ilm Allah has given us. Just not ilm for the sake of ilm, ilm for the sake of amal. These things go together hand in glove. Ilm and amal goes together. When ilm and amal goes together, then Allah will bless us with ilm and ladunni. Allah ta'ala will give us such knowledge that we haven't even studied in the classroom. And finally, when we study any kitab, study that kitab in such a way, and after you complete that kitab, you are able to teach that kitab. Any kitab of the darsan is of Islami, any kitab, it can be any subject. If somebody gives you this kitab and says, Maulana, can you teach this kitab for us? Can you teach Hidayah Salis for us? Say, alhamdulillah, I won't have a problem. I'll be able to teach that kitab. So one is to know that afterwards you have been to teach that kitab, then you will pay more attention to every ibarat that goes on in that kitab. Because you know, as an ustad, you're going to be sitting here. You have to have such knowledge to pass on to the students that is tashakfi bakhsh for them. They will feel satisfied. If they have questions to pose, you as an ustad, the way you have studied the kitab, any questions directed to you, you will be able to answer them and make it sirah properly. Then inshallah, the students will make qadr and they will remain, they will come forward. So these are very, very important facts regarding ta'lim and ta'allum. And lastly, before I conclude, see here, ta'lim and ta'allum should be given precedence over everything else. You have ibadat bil wasta and ibadat bila wasta. Ibadat bil wasta means you are using your students via your students, also ibadat. When you're teaching your students, that's an ibadat, but it's not a direct ibadat. When you read your namaz, that's a direct ibadat. When you're reading tilawat Quran, that's a direct ibadat. When tahajjud you are praying, that's a direct ibadat. But the Sharia gives preference to this ibadat bil wasta. Now the question is why? So today I will explain to Maulana and in the madrasa. The reason for this is that iske andar pe deen ki hifazat hai. Deen ki hifazat hai. If the silsila of ta'lim and ta'allum was non-existent, then deen would have been finished. Deen would have been finished. So therefore, Sharia says that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best of you are those people that learn the Qur'an and they teach the Qur'an al-Kareem. So teaching the Qur'an al-Kareem is all the different subjects. Whether it's fiqh, it's all muta'alliq with the Qur'an. Whether it is hirs, whether it's in a maktab, whether whatever khidmat, any subject you are teaching, some muta'alliq here, Qur'an Sharif said, may Allah Ta'ala accept this madrasa, or coming to the madrasa, bless us with ilm and nafi, take us, progress us in all our dimensions and all our weaknesses. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to rectify before we leave the madrasa. And take the dua of our asatizah ikram and keep our insilaq with the madrasa after we graduate and the mashayikh exam. Never cut yourself off from the mashayikh exam. Never make that mistake. That is a great mistake and a grave mistake. And said that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا سند من لا سند له ويا كفر من لا كفر له يا رحمن يا رحيم كريم